We're here at the ALTEC International Animal Health and Nutrition Symposium. We have several dinners tonight that are focused on different animal species. I am attending the dairy dinner, and with me I have Kevin Tuck with ALTEC. And first of all, Kevin, tell me what you do for the company.
Okay, Chuck, yeah, I'm with the company nearly 20 years this year. So basically I've been from a very small company to an extremely successful one we have today. And my role today is what are called Global Ruminant Product Manager. What that means, in other words, is that I liaise between the research, production, sales and marketing teams to make sure that our message and the research we're doing is relevant to the marketplaces around the world today.
Well, at this conference, which is very well attended, in fact, even higher attendance than we've had in a year or so, from what I understand, it seems like a very upbeat, enthusiastic group of people. When you look at the marketplace right now for dairy in particular, how do you see things from an ALTEC perspective?
Well, there's two, I'd answer that two ways. The first is that in general, the agribusiness aspect to dairy business is pretty pessimistic, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I know it's great, and people hear these things in newspapers and TV and everything else that, you know, a growing population, the world must be fed, et cetera, so you're in a great position. But unfortunately, when you speak to people in our business, they don't seem to, they say that's a different world than we're experiencing. Mm. Sales are down, margins under sales are down, and yet, against that background, ALTEC are on the up. And of course, that surprises many people. They say, how the hell, or how do you do that, you know? And that really goes to the core of what I'm trying to do around here. Simply, go and talk to the people and find out what they really want. What is it they need today? Not 5 years ago or whatever. Mm-hmm. And make sure that your products are well positioned to deliver that. And if they are, you'll do well.
So what is it that ALTEC can bring to a dairy producer? And granted, this is a pretty broad spectrum of producers who are going to be having maybe a small number of cows to a very large herd.
Mm. As I said, when I say global, literally in the last 12 months, I've been everywhere from New Zealand to the west coast of the U.S. and everywhere in between. And there's one common denominator from all of these dairy producers everywhere you go. To different degrees, obviously, but nevertheless, the common denominator is we need to learn how to reduce the cost of producing a pound or a liter of milk, or if it's beef, it's the same thing. That really goes to the heart of it. In other words, they're looking to say, how can I get more out of my existing feeds? And that's where all they come in.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you mentioned beef, because and I thought that was interesting to note, because if you're in the dairy business in the United States, you actually are in the beef business. That's just the nature of the beast, I guess, especially here. When you look at things like our checkoff that we have, where if you sell a head of a cow, you're going to check off. So I think that if you look forward, how would you characterize, granted that we've had challenges in the industry right now, what do you see looking forward for the dairy industry?
The dairy industry has taken a little bit of time out in the last year or two because milk prices have been so low. Now, they are on the way back, and not every country in the world has suffered the low prices, but in general it has been. So they've looked again at this great issue of fertility, which again is not a concern of the beef producer, but they've taken the opportunity to relax the pressure on producing more milk in many cases and focus on getting their fertility back in check, because the prices are rising, and if you can get it right this time. So basically, learning lessons from the past. So that it's sort of I call it the threefold dairy challenge. How do you produce more milk at lower costs without damaging or compromising the health or fertility of the cow? Mm-hmm. That's a massive challenge.
So if a dairy producer wants to get more information about how a company like ALTEC can help them improve their bottom line, where do they need to go for more information?
I'm glad you asked that question, because when people ask me those things about what's the biggest challenge facing cows and everything else, I always say communication. Yeah. It's really difficult for producers sometimes to get access to the information, or they're getting it second or third hand, and of course you know what happens when that happens, it gets distorted. So we invest really heavily, and I think ALTEC will be unique in that fact, in ensuring that our lines of communication to the end user, regardless if they're a customer or not, you know, they may be customer second hand, in other words, through a feed or a premix company, but to get access to ALTEC information is very easy. websites, Facebook, everything else, alltech.com. Mm-hmm. And in this world today, amazingly, and I literally mean in over 100 countries around the world, anybody that has in any way any influence or decision-making process in what's fed to animals will have an Alltech person who's dedicated to looking after their needs. And that's been one of the cornerstones of the success of Alltech, that willingness to invest heavily in making sure people have access, and that we also take the responsibility of making sure that as we communicate our message, we do so in many, many different formats to ensure that everyone can understand.
Right.
Because, you know, the difficulty with a lot of this technical information is a lot of people just turn off. Mm-hmm. Because not that they're in any way short in their understanding of it. It's just not being communicated in a fashion that's acceptable to them. But we go to huge lengths to ensure that that doesn't happen with Alltech products.
Well, this symposium, I think, is a great example of how you're helping convey information in a very, in a fashion where you've got almost like a classroom setting, if you will, on multiple topics by species, including dairy, of course. And at the same time, we can interact with people from around the world and share concerns, challenges, and solutions.
Yeah, and that's the idea of these dinners tonight you talked about, mm-hmm. Chuck. We'll have people here who've now been sitting for 2 days listening to stuff, and now they get a chance to speak.
Yeah.
Because it's from what they say forms the basis of our next round of research and investigation. Because you have to really stay in touch. And I think the lesson we've learned the last 2 years in this business is that if you're not listening, and I mean really listening, to the requirements or the desires of the farmer customers, you won't be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't deserve to be, really, when it comes down to it. But the challenge is always going to be communication, trying to get that message across.
Well, we heard here, and I'll just make reference to it briefly here before we close, Dr. Pierce Lyons, founder of the company, gave a great branding example in talking about the need in the industry for great branding, comparing a soda like Coca-Cola to milk. And I actually felt guilty this afternoon drinking a soda on a break instead of a glass of milk. So there are some challenges in the industry still.
Sure, yeah. And it is frightening when you see these comparisons, when people really put it up to you, to think that you're spending more money on products like that as against nutritious products. And how that's come about, well, that's a big debate for everybody in the industry. I think when you talk to dairy producers, a lot of them are very upset in the way their industry, that is the product that they make, milk, is being marketed or communicated to the end consumer. They feel a certain disconnect. And I think they love an opportunity to set that right.
Yeah.
Because these are great products, there's no doubt about it. The most nutritious form of food. And unfortunately, the leaving it up to others to communicate your message, well, as you can see, it's something that Alltech are not prepared to do.
Absolutely.
And that, I think that's actually fundamental to the whole reason why we have this conference here, and the diverse nature of people coming here from all over the globe, as you've seen. Literally, I think it's 60 or 70 countries represented here. Mm-hmm. And therefore, and the needs of each of those marketplaces are very different. Like we talk about the dairy business, where India produces milk to feed people, seriously, to feed people. Whereas the rest of us, in Europe, we're doing it to make some fancy probiotic yogurt thing. You know, it's so different. And but everyone has a requirement, and you'll not get to the bottom of it unless you're prepared to invest in opportunities where people can tell you what they need.
Yeah. And I think that is definitely a good example of the value that I think these companies, participants, individuals find coming to the symposium, because this is now several years that I've had an opportunity to be here, including now you do an annual dairy symposium.
Right, yeah. This symposium here, which was from primarily agribusiness-based, business-to-business, has led us to say, actually, there's an opportunity for another one. And we'll run it in early November. Mm-hmm. And that's where we invite 500 of the top dairy farmers from around the world to come and do the same thing again.
Yeah.
And express their desires, their wishes, their frustrations, all those type of things, because that's going to be the basis of the future. So we actually have the business aspect, and then actually right down to the producer. And we do the same in poultry and swine as well at different times during the year.
Well, thank you very much. That's Kevin Tuck. He is leading our discussion here at one of the dinners at this Altec International Animal Health and Nutrition Symposium. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.